This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A requirement for more affordable medications in President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act will cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month. The drug maker Eli Lilly is the first manufacturer to comply, bringing relief for millions of patients who need the drug and an action which could prompt other insulin makers in the U.S. to follow suit. The price cap automatically applies to people with private insurance and to seniors on Medicare. People without insurance can get that price if they sign up for Eli Lilly's copay assistance program. Insulin makers continue to face pressure from members of Congress and advocacy groups to lower the cost of the life-saving medication. Insulin prices in the U.S. are notoriously high compared to the costs in other countries. The average price for one vial of insulin in the U.S. is $98.70. About 8.4 million people in the U.S. with diabetes rely on insulin. Three drug makers, Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi, dominate the insulin market. 3 out of 10 people with diabetes who rely on insulin use the product manufactured by Eli Lilly. Other manufacturers already are producing low or no-cost insulin. Civica Rx, a nonprofit company in Lehi, Utah, said that it plans to make and sell generic versions of insulin to consumers at no more than $30 a vial and no more than $55 for a box of 5 pen cartridges. The state of California also plans to make low-cost insulin, as does Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company, which sells drugs at low prices online. Home mortgage rates moved higher again last week, pushing buyers who need financing to a disadvantage over those who can offer cash to buy houses. Mortgage applications to purchase a home dropped 6% last week compared with the previous week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, and the volume of mortgage applications was 44% lower than the same week 1 year ago. Mortgage demand by potential homebuyers is now sitting at a 28-year low. The lower amount of mortgage applications coincides with an increase in interest rates for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages to 6.71%. It's the highest mortgage rate since November of last year. Mortgage rates have moved 50 basis points higher in just the past month. Last February, rates were in the 4% range. Lower mortgage rates at the start of the year caused a brief surge in home buying that has since leveled off nationwide. In popular spots like Bozeman and Kalispell, in Montana, demand for housing far exceeds available homes, condos, and apartments, and cash buyers regularly scoop those who need financing. The largest asteroid ever to hit Earth was twice as big as the asteroid that killed off the dinosaurs. The destructive space rock was between 12 and 15 miles wide. That largest impacting asteroid slammed into our planet around 2 billion years ago. Its impact formed the Vredefort crater about 75 miles southwest of Johannesburg, South Africa. The crater currently measures about 99 miles in diameter, making it the biggest visible crater on Earth. But because craters erode over time, and because it's underneath ocean water, the crater is now smaller than the Chicxulub crater buried under Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, which measures around 112 miles in diameter and was left by the dinosaur-killing asteroid that struck Earth at the end of the Cretaceous period about 66 million years ago. When the dinosaur-killing asteroid, which likely measured around 7 miles wide, hit Earth, the destruction caused by the impact was immense. The Cretaceous-ending event caused widespread forest fires and acid rain. It generated mile-high waves in a tsunami that reached halfway across the planet and sent plumes of ash and dust into the atmosphere, drastically altering the climate. Around 75% of life on Earth was wiped out by that event. That impact formed the Chicxulub crater. Now, scientists have revisited the Vredefort crater's measurements and gained new insight into the size of the enormous asteroid and its impact site. They found that that asteroid, nearly twice as big as the dinosaur killer, hit the Earth at speeds of 45,000 to 56,000 miles an hour. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.